seeking collaborations with influential people? At GZPR, we create passion-fueled collaborations that go beyond traditional representation. A performance agency that onboards new clients every month. Our focus is on POC collaborations. Contact us now at hellogzpr.com, a self-aware public relations agency exploring world perspectives with leading talents. Hello and welcome. My name is Tiffany Farag and welcome to Get to Know You Cafe. Why is knowing another person deeply important? In an age where superficial interactions dominate our lives, the ability to authentically connect with others is becoming increasingly rare and invaluable. If you would like to master the art of getting to know others, take a look at our course. Also, one-to-one coaching is also available. Link is available in the show description. In my mission to open conversations and access deeper dialogue, I wanted to hear from you listeners on last week's question and discussion. Last week, Holly McNeil and I discussed the question, what are the simple truths of being? We received a number of responses that further deepened dialogue. Today, I'll be discussing the episode and the responses that we received. Well, firstly, I want to say a big thank you to Holly. What an incredible conversation that was. And it was so great to chat with Holly and hear about her own experiences and her own background in architecture, which was absolutely super interesting, and her shift in her career and the shift in her mindset and her well-being, going from a high-end, you know, incredibly well-paid career and then being able to retire. She's fortunate enough to retire early and shift her well-being, shift her anxiety, and focus on another aspect or another part of her simply being in this world. So it was really beautiful to dive into that with Holly. And again, thank you so much, Holly, for coming on the podcast. We received some interesting responses from a few people from around the world. We've got some responses today from Jordan, Italy, and Mexico. Thank you so much, everybody, for always, you know, being part of this community, being part of these conversations and opening up the conversations even more and sharing your perspectives. And, you know, you really allow other people to gain perspective and allow other people to gain insight into who they truly are. Like when we raise a question to someone that they haven't thought of before, it really just unlocks a part of their mind and they start thinking about it and seeing how they relate to the question, what they believe, if they're seeing if there's anything that comes up for them. And so they learn more about themselves, essentially. And so when you learn more about yourself, you're able to connect deeply with others. So thank you so much, everyone, and for being part of this community. So our first response is from Marina from Jordan. Marina said, how can you let go and just be in all surroundings, no matter what environment you're in, culture, country, relationship, job? That's a great question there, Marina. You know, being who you are in all your forms, I think I'm sure you've heard of this where people talk about being in the different seasons of themselves and there are different seasons for different things and different goals as to what we're seeking or what we're doing. But I think there's also these different forms of us or different seasons of us that are revealed in different surroundings, in different environments. Say you move country, a different part of you comes out. Like I'm sure if you're some listeners who listen to a number of episodes, I've talked about me living in Spain and I was there for 5 years, and a different part of me came out in that culture, in that environment, in that country. And I think it came down to me just, a lot of it had to do with me just being completely who I am. I feel that when you're in another culture and it's in another language and in another country, it's almost like you have no choice but to just be you, because there's nothing, you're not relating subconsciously, comparing yourself to others in the form of like, who you're being, because it's such a different culture, how you're relating, you're learning how people relate, you're learning different cues, maybe some cultural cues that may be similar if your background is from another culture. But there's a lot of learning that's happening. And so the only way I think you can truly learn or connect with others is you being completely yourself. Especially too, if you're not surrounding yourself with English speakers, like if you're, from a Western world or from, as in if you're not surrounding yourself with people from the culture that you grew up in, then it's much easier, or not easier, much. You're allowing yourself to be more vulnerable, to just be you completely in this new culture. So you're making new friends from another culture. You're only surrounding yourself with people, mainly from a different culture to you. And that, I think, allows for more of a let go, like the body, the mind. You're able to completely, I think, not completely, but you're able to let go a lot more. Than when you were in, I think, the culture that you grew up in. And I think it's not even a matter of, maybe it's not even a matter of just different forms of you, but just like showing all of you, like you're able to show more of yourself, and not be afraid of judgment, because it's such a different culture, especially if you didn't know the language too. Like I was talking about this with somebody, like when you're in a new country, you don't know the language. Everything's happy, everything's nice, people are all lovely, because they might be insulting you, they might be rude, but because you can't speak the language, you don't know, so you don't make that connection. So you're like, oh, everything's fine, everything's great. It's like it's all, which is, that's not how life is, but you're not seeing it because you can't understand. You're not seeing these different maybe things that are negative or make you uncomfortable. Everything seems to be, nice or just without any downfalls, like with a matter of like connecting with others. So I think that's something that I learned. Like you're putting your own meaning behind certain words, or you're putting your own. You're reacting to certain people's, what people say, and when you don't know what they say, you're not reacting. So that's something that allowed me to like be even more comfortable being myself, I think, and in all my forms in another culture. Once I started understanding, 3 years in though, that was 3 years in, then things started shifting a bit more. My mindset, how I was relating to people, that started shifting. But yeah, thank you so much, Marina, for sending in that question, that perspective, and for us opening up the conversation. Our next response is from Sam from Italy. He said, "Why do we try to suppress ourselves from being who we are? We don't feel good, but yet we do it." I think, Sam, thank you for sending in that response. I think there's a safety associated with it. I think that the main safety, or people thinking that it's safe, is the association with what other people will say. I think that plays a big role in different cultures, where the focus, and I'm sure a lot of us have heard it from all kinds of cultures, what are people going to think? What are people going to say? Which unfortunately, many people suppress who they are, suppress themselves from just being in the world and in their surroundings, and it doesn't feel good. And I know from experience, and I've heard from friends' experiences as well, it doesn't feel good when you're suppressing who you are and trying to assimilate to society or the culture that you're born in or born or from, or your background or the religion. And I guess that, this could be, it's definitely a form of safety with, if that is it a priority to you, or it matters to you what people think or say, or what your family think or say or believe about you. But I think also there's a safety, there could be a physical safety too. You don't know what maybe society, depending on how you're being, or I'm sure there's certain, different things that are coming to mind now, but, that could hinder your safety. So yeah, it's definitely comes down to that. But the feeling, definitely the internal feeling inside, isn't a good feeling. And it isn't, you feel almost choked. You feel like something's around your neck. And I think for many, like the discussions that I've been having, and I'm sure you listeners can think of some things. Remember, sending your responses to these perspectives and questions, and we can open the conversation up even more. But yeah, it's definitely something that comes down to what's your priority, what's valuable to you, what environment are you in? Are you in a safe environment to completely be who you are or who you want to be? These are all different factors that we all need to think about. It's not a matter of just, yes, it doesn't feel good inside, but maybe we will be physically unsafe if we do, if you are to be who you are. Thank you, Sam, for sending in that response. Our next response is from Martha from Mexico. Martha said, when we meet people who are simply being, that exude a freedom and content with self, they are open, allowing others to connect with them. I believe it draws people in, as it is becoming incredibly rare. Thank you, Martha, for sending in that perspective. Honestly, I find that too. Like when I'm drawn to people, I'm drawn to them not just because they're aligning with who they are, but they are practicing what they're aligning with. They're like, it's not a matter of just the words that are coming out of their mouths. They're physically being who they truly are. They're aligning, they're being, they're encompassing like what they're preaching, what they're telling people they're aligned with, or what they're trying to show people that they're aligned with. And that's how we can all feel that in people's words. We can all feel that from people's behavior. It's a vibe. Like people are more, I think, becoming in tune with their intuition relative to other people. And people are asking themselves questions like, how do I feel around this person? Or why does this person make me feel so good being around them? Like, what are they doing? Or what are they aligning with? Or what are they what are they expressing that's drawing me in so much? And it's definitely when people are able to have this comfortableness with self and with expressing of self. I think that's the biggest thing for me anyway, when people are expressing themselves vulnerably with their words and their bodies and in their eyes. You know, the eyes, I think, for me, allow me to connect with people. And they say that, like, you know, research and science, you know, what's the number, like 20% or 30% is just the words that people, words that come out of someone's mouth. Oh, actually, sorry, no, it's not. It's 7%, something like that. It's something even smaller. 7% is the words that people use. And it's something like 70% is like their body language and how they come across physically and how you're feeling around them. Like somebody could be definitely saying all the right things and using all the right words, but you're not drawn into them. They're not aligning with, I think, who they're saying they are or who they want to be. They're not encompassing that. And so it comes up, you're not able to connect with them, and it's not a energy that you want to be around. So yeah, I definitely agree with you there, Martha. Thank you for sending in that perspective, and thank you to all the listeners for sending in these different responses and adding to the conversation. And you know, I love to highlight that this is nothing to do with intellect. You know, people come from different backgrounds and experiences and have different ways of thinking and cultures. And, you know, it's all a matter of when we're able to share perspective and raise questions, we're able to highlight and gain a clearer picture of who we are and how we want to develop. So thank you so much, everyone. And I'm looking forward to next week's Get to Know You Cafe. Thank you for listening to Get to Know You Cafe. If you enjoyed this podcast, rate, review, and share the podcast on Facebook or Instagram. You can tag me at Get to Know You Podcast. Be sure to listen to Tuesday's podcast and send in your responses for us to include next Thursday on the Get to Know You Cafe to further deepen dialogue on this topic. If you have any topics you would like us to discuss, be sure to tag me to post with your question. Join us every Thursday on the Get to Know You Cafe.